Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, the final episode of Season 4, with me, Richard McLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other didn't make it into the previous show. In the last episode, The Weight Under, we learned about a series of strange events that apparently plagued a number of residents of the Newport housing development just outside of Houston, Texas, in the 1980s. The events, which ranged from alleged supernatural activity to general feelings of oppression and malaise, were said to have been so incessant that many residents were ultimately forced to move, often at a considerable cost. When it transpired, the development had been partially built over an unofficial graveyard known as Black Hope Cemetery. Many of those affected were left wondering if that had in some way been a trigger for all that had taken place. It is a compelling idea, and one that is routinely played out in many a successful horror story. Certainly, whatever we believe about the supposed supernatural consequences of disturbing a grave, there are few of us who wouldn't feel a little uneasy at the prospect of unwittingly digging up someone's final resting place, or indeed, living above it. And yet, we might ask, why? All of us will die. And even for those who believe we are somehow more than a bundle of cells and flickering synapses, and that something else awaits us beyond this mortal realm, there are few who consider the preservation of the body, or its final resting place, to have any significant bearing on that. But then again, death has never really been about the dead. In September 2013, cave divers Rick Hunter and Stephen Tucker set out to explore the Rising Star cave system, located 30 miles northwest of Johannesburg in the fossil hominid site of South Africa. The region is so named due to the propensity of ancient hominid fossils, particularly those belonging to Homo sapiens and our closest relatives, that have been found there. Having made it about 60 meters in, and 30 meters down, through a series of hair-raisingly narrow passages, jagged rock faces, and stalagmite chambers, the men paused to take some video footage. Not wanting to get in the picture, Tucker dropped into a small crack by the back wall, only to find it was a little deeper than he'd first assumed. Intrigued to find out just how deep it was, Tucker continued dropping into it through a passage as narrow as 8 inches in parts, until finally, at about 15 meters down, he hit the bottom. Turning to find the space opening up below him, Tucker soon found himself in an entirely new section of the cave that had never been mapped before. As recounted by Jamie Shreve for the National Geographic, with Hunter joining him soon after, Tucker made a quick sweep of the chamber with his head torch and drew back in astonishment. The floor was littered with fossilized bones, many of which looked to be human. Realizing the potential of their find, the cavers took photos of their discovery that eventually made their way to eminent paleoanthropologist Professor Lee Berger of the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg. However, as Berger and his team soon discovered, the bones weren't human at all, nor did they belong to any of our direct ancestors. Instead, they concluded they were in fact the bones of an earlier offshoot of the Homo genus, which had never been seen before. They later named it Homo naledi, after the local Sotho word for star. In 2017, the fossils were found to be roughly 250,000 years old. Despite all of that, however, as Paige Madison noted in a 2017 essay in Aeon magazine, it is arguable that what was most shocking about the discovery was not the age of the fossils, or that they belonged to a previously unknown species, but rather the location in which they were discovered. Considering how deep and inaccessible the chamber is, not to mention its complete lack of natural light, it is highly unlikely that Homo naledi lived there. Taking into account that there were no signs of predation, no sign that the bones had dropped into the chamber from above, no evidence that water had carried them into the chamber, and the fact that the bones had accumulated over time, the team were left with one startling conclusion. The bodies had been deliberately placed there, after death, by other members of the community. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counselors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. Though some have cautioned against the hypothesis, there is good evidence to suggest that the rising star Homo naledi discovery is in effect the first ever known graveyard. As Paige Madison also noted in Aeon, this is hugely significant since mortuary rituals reveal, as Madison says, a capacity to think symbolically. In other words, the capacity to understand things in the abstract, and ultimately the capacity for imagination. Assuming that our ancestors were operating at a similar level of sophistication at the time, it could also be that this discovery marks the beginnings of our ability to tell stories. A feat of cognitive gymnastics that many believe sets us apart from other animals. With the emergence of our ability to tell stories, also comes the beginnings of our search for meaning and our endeavour to comprehend ourselves and the cosmos. In turn, we find these stories and ideas that we tell each other reflected in our mortuary rituals, and as such, paradoxically, we reveal a great deal about our philosophies and ways of life through our relationship with death and our rituals for the dead. From ancient Egyptian pyramids and tombs laden with jewels and trinkets to take to the afterlife for the select few, to plague pits or the mass graves of a wartime atrocity, to the notion of consecrated ground or a so-called pauper's grave, to eco-friendly bio-urns or the option to be blasted into space, to the simple scattering of a loved one's ashes across a favourite beach. there is much to discern about human life. Personally, I've never been particularly drawn to the great search for meaning, and feel indifferent as to whether our existence means anything or not. For me, if it has to mean anything, it is the fact that we were here at all. That all of us, no matter for how short of a time, or whoever or whatever we were, existed. And although on a personal level, I have opinions about how we should or shouldn't live, on a cosmic level, I don't believe there is such a thing as right or wrong human behaviour. All of it, from those actions and thoughts we consider to be abhorrent and monstrous, to that which we might call saintly or good, is human. And all of it tells the story of what it means to be human. To be able to think in the abstract gives us the ability to go a little further than simple reflexive primal tendencies. These also serve a purpose, of course. However, it is this abstract ability that caused such consternation to the residents of the Newport subdivision in Texas, and why the remains of the dead are never just flesh and bones to us. With Black Hope Cemetery being a resting place for descendants of black slaves, what pained the Newport residents more than anything was that they had inadvertently become entangled in a lineage of injustice for a community who, not even in death, were afforded the dignity that so many others are granted. It is often written that the Black Hope Cemetery was a forgotten cemetery. It was not. It was remembered by the relatives and friends of the people buried there, and by others who were local to the area before the housing development was built over it. And you too now know it was there. And though graves and headstones might be useful markers, regardless of how well they or the remains within are maintained, all of them will one day be lost to time. All we really have, then, of the truth of our existence are the stories we tell. I find the overuse of the word storyteller a little tiresome when individuals or brands even like to label themselves as such, because in truth, we are all storytellers, each of us carrying the story of the human race and the story of all life that we share this planet with, as it hurtles through space at almost 500,000 miles per hour about the Milky Way. The only question is, insofar as we can influence how our story is told, if, many years from now, it were one day to be found and read by someone else, what would we want it to say? You've been listening to Unexplained Season 4. We will return in the spring. If you enjoy Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now do so via Patreon. To receive access to ad-free episodes, discount on merchandise, as well as brand new video and audio content exclusive to Patreon members, just go to patreon.com/unexplainedpod to sign up. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are greatly appreciated. Unexplained, the book and audiobook, featuring 10 stories that have never before been covered on the show, is now available to buy worldwide. You can purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Waterstones, among other bookstores. All elements of Unexplained, including the show's music, are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplainedpodcast. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc Therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplained podcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplained podcast.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.